Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay Perry joins us once again. Lindsay, a question in from Daniel Cunnamer. Daniel was saying he ran Comrades in 2013. That was the last down run. He said his quads were in agony from Fields Hill onwards. Daniel, yeah, welcome to the club. I think that was most of the Comrades field. He says he was walking the downs, running the ups. You suggest in your training programs that you should do strength training. He wants to know what specific training would you recommend? Would a full body gym regime cover it? Is spinning enough? A few quad and glute specific exercises? What's the best way to go for Daniel?
So, look, it's always difficult giving this kind of advice over a podcast or an email because I can't really tell people how to do the exercises properly. So I do prefer them to at least seek some kind of professional help, even if it's like the floor supervisor at the local gym, but somebody who has some kind of qualification in the fitness industry. So I'm also mindful that runners don't really love being in the gym. We prefer to be outside, so it can be a little tedious and time consuming. So I work around specifically for the down run around four exercises that I find are important, and then obviously there's a few ancillary exercises that are helpful. But the four exercises that for me are the most important are a squat, a single leg press, a single leg squat, and step up onto a high bench. Obviously, if you've never done any gym before, you might want to start that step up on a low bench and then work your way up to a high bench. And then there's a couple of exercises that, should you have more time in the gym, that I like to add into that, and that's to do a little bit of core work, a little bit of glute strengthening work, and some single leg curls to strengthen the hamstrings a bit. And then obviously, if you've got like a full 40 minutes to an hour, you can also add in some strength training. And for running and ultra distance running, probably the best things to look after are your shoulders, and in particular your small rotator cuff muscles, which you definitely have to get someone to show you how to do those exercises properly, and biceps. And then obviously once you're doing upper body, no one really needs an invitation to work on the beach muscles, so they'll obviously throw in a bit of pecs and back. But if time is an issue, those are the four exercises. Squats, single leg press, single leg squats, step ups onto a high bench.
Daniel, I hope that helps. And I know exactly that feeling when you hit fields and you've got broken legs. But it's one of those things, and that's why we run the race, I think. Lindsay Perry, thank you so much for your time today. We're back again in just a couple of days with the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.